An abandoned downtown Fairbanks landmark will see new life as a private school. Spruce Tree Montessori School has purchased the old Alaska Railroad Depot from the Fairbanks Daily News Miner. The depot, located behind the newspaper's building, has sat idle since the railroad sold it to the paper and relocated to a new Fairbanks station in 2005. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the school plans to transform the languishing property.
The aging metal and glass front former railroad depot will get some love as the new home of the Spruce Tree Montessori School, but director Sabrina Binkley says the 1960s-era depot's basic look will remain unchanged.
We love the retro architecture. We'll probably give it a facelift with new paint on the exterior, some new windows.
Binkley says the railroad depot will accommodate increasing enrollment, noting that the school has gone from 7 to 48 students since opening 4 years ago, stretching the capacity of its current location in a log building on 2nd Avenue. She adds that interior renovations at the train depot, scheduled to be done by next fall, will provide space for up to 100 kids.
The new building is about double the size as far as square footage goes, and so that will allow us to add another preschool and kindergarten classroom, create a larger elementary classroom, and then most importantly, we'll have our own gym and multi-purpose space.
Binkley says renovations will also include addition of a full kitchen and library, plus upgrades to the surrounding property.
We plan to demo most of the front parking lot to create a beautiful playground and activity space, probably to include grassy fields, a garden, outdoor classroom space, and potentially winter activity space like for sledding and an ice rink in the future.
Binkley would not share a purchase price, but the railroad depot was listed at $250,000. The land it sits on is owned by the Alaska Railroad and will be leased to the school. Binkley says the railroad depot purchase and renovations will not impact tuition. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.